Topics with Len Cable, Pepper Computer. We're all familiar with the Pepper Pad by now. Embedded Linux. Somewhere between the throw-in-your-pocket, go-everywhere device and the laptop, what is your vision of Pepper? What are you trying to give the consumer?
So, I guess one of the key things that we think is happening in the world is that so much of the new interesting application development is happening on the web. And so what we're all about is creating a simple user experience for web-hosted and web-delivered media. And so PepperPad is really designed to provide access to all that kind of good stuff without the burden of Windows. And we've spent a fair amount of effort to create a simple environment for people who want to deploy new apps, create new user experiences to get to those apps, as well as to create a robust and secure environment for those apps. So we started off with Linux down at the bottom, and then we took Mozilla, Firefox, and Java, and created a secure environment, and then we added Flash to it, and created a little application suite of our own.
Okay, I'm not going to waste your time with running down through the specs on that. I can process with the article, but with the Pepper Pad, give me some use scenarios. Like where would people take their Pepper Pad? Where's the best implementation of the Pepper Pad? The use scenario of it.
Well, it's interesting because the UMPC is really designed to be mobile. And I think the Pepper Pad is actually designed to be portable. It's designed more to be used around home. It's great to take on a car trip or a vacation, but we were really targeting people who wanted to have simple access from their couch, easy chair, bed, kitchen counter. Those were the primary usage models we had. The idea is somebody wants to, basically kick back after a hard day of work, cruise the web, do a little IM, a little email, check out YouTube or your MySpace page or your Facebook page, check out the scores on Sports Illustrated, whatever, check on the Red Sox schedule, what time's the next game going to be on, things like that. And so we were trying to create something that was really dirt simple to turn on and get using. We also spent, I would say, a fair amount of time on the UI to make it fit on a small screen. I mean, I'm sure you've used Windows on the little screen, and there's a lot of compromises that happen there. And one thing that we found with the users that we were targeting was that they had a lot of trouble, particularly on a small screen with overlapping windows. Things just get out of control really fast. So we took a page out of the Firefox model, which is with tabbed UI, and we kind of used the tabs throughout the UI to avoid overlapping windows as much as possible and use tabs where possible.
Okay, so this is the extension of, it's not intended to replace a computer or even a laptop, but it's made to be more convenient and an extension thereof.
Yeah, I would say it's more, it's definitely not to replace your PC for general purpose computing. It is an alternative to a laptop for, like I was saying, couch computing, if you will. It's really, it's more for the casual fun stuff you want to do, definitely not the work stuff you want to do. In fact, we've kind of shied away from personal productivity applications. I mean, you can go to Google Docs and spreadsheets and, do stuff if you need to, but we really tried to make it more about fun and entertainment than we have about, business applications.
That's the webcam and the bright colors. And
exactly, yep.
I can see this being very popular in the tween and teen market as well.
It's kind of interesting that kids have really taken to it a lot. It was one of our original target markets was teenagers, and we did a fair amount of early market analysis and research on kids and teens especially. And we did tailor a lot of the user experience to that. In fact, that's why I think the One Laptop for Child project is kind of interesting, because it's a similar demographic as to what we had originally been targeting.
All right. I read Steve told me about that Pepper is doing something with the OLPC project. I've been following closely the OLPC project. Can't read Slashdot, for a week without getting some note on it. Can you tell me what's going on with that yet, or?
Well, I mean, the one thing about the OLPC project is it's incredibly transparent. So almost everything, you can find out just about anything on the web somewhere. And a good place to start, of course, is laptop.org. I mean, the good news is that they've got prototypes now that work. We're showing them here at the show.
I see that.
The other good news is they've got orders for about 5 million of the units. The software is still a work in progress, as is the hardware. It is still prototypes, so there's still a lot of work to be done. What we did is we said, well, you know, since we've been targeting this demographic and we've also got a fair amount of experience creating user experiences, what would it take to put our user experience on top of the Fedora core work that the OLPC group has done? And so that's what we're showing here at the show, is sort of a technology demonstration, and, you know, see what people's feedback is on it.
Yeah, it's interesting to see the Pepper OS on the OLPC. Do you think that would be something that would go to market, is the Pepper OS, or would it be an option for the OLPC?
Hard to say. You know, we're just talking to the OLPC folks about a lot of different things. I think we have a lot definitely to offer the group in terms of a framework, an application framework. It's a secure environment. It happens to be based on Java, but it's also based on Mozilla, which is a couple of the technologies that the OLPC group is very keen on. Just to be clear, so we're not showing the Pepper OS, because I would consider Fedora to be the OS.
Okay.
We've really created a new user experience. In some ways, it's more like
Pepper
replacing
UI.
The GNOME desktop with the Pepper UI. You know, normally you have a Fedora release and it's got GNOME on it, and so we've really kind of taken that out, as did the OLPC group. You know, they've been doing this work on Sugar OS. So if you can think of Sugar and Pepper as kind of being parallel environments.
How hacker-friendly is the Pepper experience?
Pepper environment? Super friendly in terms of what you can do with it. We have an SDK, we have a developer community. People are, you know, easy. It's easy to do development on it, because if you're used to Java, or if you're used to Mozilla or HTML, you can just drop it in. If you're a Flash guy, you can do Flash development in it.
And which version of Flash does it support, if you don't mind me asking?
No problem. Right now we're shipping with 7, but we're beta testing with Adobe's new 9 version. One's great, it just, you know, still has a few bugs in it, and Adobe's not quite gone to FCS, at least last I checked their website. So any day now, I think, it, you know, is what they're saying for releasing. As soon as they release it, we'll send it out to Pepper users as well.
And now, this is a feature-rich consumer electronics device. It's got the IR ports, the webcam, the keyboard, the scroll wheel,
Wi-Fi,
USB ports on the side. If there was a feature that you wanted to put into the Pepper or to the Pepper experience that didn't make it, what would it be? That didn't make it in this generation. And that could be software or hardware.
So we're working on Skype. That's probably the number one requested application. We just did a press release with those guys this week. We're demoing Skype here at the show. And, you know, that's an interesting example of something that takes a fair amount of work to get to fit on the smaller screen, because you can run Skype on your, you know, UMPC. The UI is a little less than satisfactory right now. So we've been doing work on that. The video phone stuff is another thing a lot of people have asked for. We've got the video camera built in. Right now it's not being used to its fullest. So I guess the other thing is, well, there's just a number of ports and things we would have loved to do. I don't know, we did kind of put it in the kitchen sink. Probably the number one thing, if I could change the hardware, that I would do is, I'd love it to be thinner and have a higher resolution screen.
What's the current screen resolution?
The screen resolution is 800 by 480.
Same as the Ultra Mobile, same as the Nokia Internet tablet.
Yep. But a 1024 pixel wide display is better for web pages these days.
Yes.
You know, like 2 or 3 years ago, everybody was designing for 800 pixel wide displays. Now they've all kind of
horizontal scrolling.
So many of them, actually, but there's a lot of places you can go. Amazon's a good example, place you can go for 800 pixel wide displays.
Okay, now, you know that most of my information is on the Ultra Mobiles and the Nokia Internet tablets. What would you like to tell my audience about the Pepper that they should know, coming from the UMPC and the Internet tablet side? Tell them, like, why do they want a Pepper?
Okay. So I guess one reason that you would enjoy a Pepper pad is that if you're interested in Mark Phillips, something that would be much lower maintenance than a Windows PC, and you have the same usage model, which is you just like to cruise the web from your couch or something, the PepperPad is a better solution. It's just a lot simpler, and especially if your family wants to pick it up and, you know, do Google searches and play around on MySpace or whatever. If you're a Nokia 770 user, I think a number of things we've got that are superior. One, of course, is we've got storage space on it, so you can download movies and music and put your photos on it. I think we've got a simpler to navigate user experience, especially for family members. The 770, I think, is a lot of fun. It's a more geeky UI, I think, than what we've got. I think our experience is a little bit richer than what you find on the 770. In particular, Flash is a good example. Flash is kind of a problem on the 770, and again, in a couple weeks we'll have the Flash 9, and there won't be any limit to the number of websites you can visit.
Okay, anything else you want to add?
Sounds good.
Thanks, bye.
All right.